Arizona Garage Door Technician, Yvonne. How can I help you?
Hey, Yvonne. It's John with Local Splash.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. I finally got a response back from Yelp. Did Corey ever follow up with you?
He actually canceled our meeting, but before I even went through you guys, I had also did the little Yelp option, and
right.
So they had reached out to me.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, it looks like they removed the suspension from the old payment and everything that we went over, like the $11. That was like ridiculous. But on 129, it says, or yesterday, the location started ads locally, it says. So they said that if you wanted us to host that Yelp campaign for you, that you'd have to cancel that program before you can actually move it over to Local Splash. Or you could just continue to do that one on your own.
Okay. Well, then I'll just leave it because I was just working on it earlier today, too, because they told me some things to update and such.
Got it.
So.
That is such a bummer. We jumped through all those loops, and then somebody reached out and snagged you from us.
Yeah, and the thing is, so he canceled the meeting. So I was like, okay, maybe he did that then. So I wasn't for sure.
Got it. She took the meeting cancellation as, how should I put that? She took the meeting cancellation as, you failed.
I wouldn't say that. I assumed they had to close it out separately. Like, I didn't know if, that debt needed to be taken care of by them versus him. So,
well,
he's
there. The way it works is, he's our in-house rep, so he technically works for Yelp, but he's an in-house rep. And then what happened was
okay.
A different rep from Yelp is who reached out to you when he was supposed to. So I don't know why that ended up getting canceled, because I'd already set it all up and then
right.
Set that appointment for him to get it fixed and get you going. And then, I don't know. He basically, the way he worded it today was she had already started ads locally yesterday, so.
Yeah, they called me after he had already canceled our meeting.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's the direction I need to go then, so.
Okay. So, basically say, she stole it, or they stole it from you. She took the meeting canceled late, or there was a you canceled the meeting and then another rep reached out. Another rep reached out.
Which ironically, they were only maybe an hour apart from each other. So it seemed like it was supposed to happen that way, but I guess it wasn't. So.
Okay, so canceled the meeting and then another rep reached out less than an hour later. Okay. And then, obviously, if you already got it set up, if you're comfortable with those guys, then I would just stick with that if you're comfortable with that. Or I don't know if you wanted to have it integrated into your Local Splash dashboard. That way it's all under one. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how you want to go.
I'll leave it for now, and then, if I'm not seeing the traction, then I'll reach out to you guys, because then, of course, I'll want to try something different at that point, and maybe you guys can help me further.
Yeah, and get it going, so then we have somebody that we can kind of poke and prod at, but that's his fault, I guess. We jumped through all those loops just to get it eligible again, and then somehow somebody from over there must have noticed it and said, let me just call and grab her, which I get. All right. Well, I will, I guess we're good. It looks like your Facebook ads, they're doing form fill. So I think we updated you on that. And so we'll just see what that does. And then if, I want feedback. So if there's any issues there or you want to pivot another way, just let us know. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Yvonne. Have a great day. Happy Friday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.